Look, it's a conscious decision by the major supermarket chains, Coles and Woolworths, to extend their home brand range. Just to put it into context, at the moment, about 23% of sales are home brand products. So that's increased from about 12% in the last 10 years. The expectation from Woolworths is to go to about 35% of products being home brand products. Now, the future is what's probably happening in with Tesco in the UK. With Tesco, home brand products account for 45% of sales, Deb. So the reality is that we will see more home brand products, we will see less branded products, and it's just part of the strategy of Coles and Woolworths to increase their dominance in the market, increase their profit margins on these products, and ultimately try to reduce their cost by screwing down suppliers.
Now, what's inconsistent, though, with the general principle of competition in a supermarket is it's just fine to have the home brand products as long as there's choices there beside it. And, you know, if customers choose your home brand, they do it willingly or thoughtfully. They don't do it because they've been driven to no alternatives. I mean, is what's happening at Tesco exactly the same as this here, that the overall choice has also diminished as the home brands have proliferated?
Of course. The whole purpose is to reduce the branded products on the shelf. That means that Coles and Woolworths take over more of their shelf space with home brand products. Initially, there will be greater choice when a home brand product is introduced. But over time, that home brand product pushes the branded product off the shelf and you get less choice. When you get less choice, prices go up because those branded products do provide some competition at the moment to the home brand products. So as those branded products fall off the shelf, not only do you get less choice, but there's a danger that prices will go up on the home brand products.
Now, we've had lots of response to this and many people have given very specific examples of the products that they used to buy that are now being deleted from the product lines. Do you know, Professor Zumbo, how the supermarkets make the decisions about what they will delete altogether or what they'll convert from branded to home brand?
Look, that's obviously a commercial decision by Coles and Woolworths, but one suspects, having looked at this for a very long time, they will target products where there are, you know, big sales, high profit margins. So if there's a particular brand of product that's doing very well, what Coles and Woolworths will do, will go to the manufacturer of that product and say, give me a home brand version of that. So they'll just look at their sales figures. They'll see which products are popular, which lines are popular in the branded space, and those products will then be replicated in the home brand space. And as a result, they just increase their dominance, spread their tentacles across the supermarket shelves.
As a consumer, you don't know what you've lost until it's gone. So, and sometimes even then, you walk around and you think, oh, well, maybe it'll be here next week, or you'll give them another week. And then a couple of months later, you'll realise that that particular product still hasn't returned. And by then, it's very hard to take up the cudgels, yes, you know, at customer service. So what can the companies do who supply Woolworths and Coles?
Well, look, Deb, what you've pointed out there is a lack of transparency, a lack of full transparency. For example, apart from weekly specials, you can't go online to find out what products are sold and at what prices at a Coles and a Woolworths. If there was that full transparency where they published that information online on a timely basis, you would know what products are there, what prices they're being sold at, and if they're being delisted. But I think we should go one step further. I think we should empower consumers, and Coles and Woolworths or any other supermarket should be required to provide a list online of products that they've delisted, products they've taken off the shelf. That way consumers will know. And perhaps we should go one step further and give consumers notice that before Coles and Woolworths takes the product off the shelf, that they give notice to consumers. It's about transparency, and that's what's really lacking in this space.
Well, in that sense, I guess you don't have to wait for them to do it. I mean, someone could just immediately start a website that had lists products that have become unavailable so that it becomes more clear just how much of the range and over what breadth it's being affected.
Yeah, look, the use of social media and those sort of websites is very useful, but they're very difficult to maintain because there's up to 20,000 products or more at a Coles and Woolworths. So, you know, with those social media or those websites, you only get a small snapshot. What we need is a complete picture for consumers to be empowered. And look, if Coles and Woolworths are interested in customer service, they keep telling us that, they could provide this full transparency and let consumers know which products are being delisted, so consumers can then have a choice, and that way it becomes a process where consumers know exactly what's going on.
So now, there's cracks appearing, though, in these facades. As you know, you can hear it here among people who ring in. Lots of people are saying, I don't like this, I'm not happy about it. I used to go there and be able to get what I wanted, and now I can't. So does that create an opportunity for smaller niche players, and can the food manufacturing industry and the food importing industry in particular target their customers in a way which gets around Coles and Woolies, or are we up against the whole domination that's endless?
Look, part of it is that Coles and Woolworths are arrogant. Because they have such a big share of the market, they control 87% of supermarkets over 2,000 square metres. So there is a sense of arrogance. But what it highlights is that consumers need to shop around. They need to go to an independent retailer. They need to go to the delicatessen. They need to go to the fruiterer. If you shop around, you will get choice. A lot of these products you will find at a delicatessen, or you will find at an IGA or a Franklin's or a Superbarn. So people need to shop around. Ultimately, they can choose to buy home brand products if they want, but they need to shop around if they really want those branded products.
Thank you very much for joining me this morning, Professor Zumbo.
Thanks, Deb.